worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II, preaching the uncompromised word of God. Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
I'm not going to be before you very long, but I do want you to pay close attention to a very familiar passage of Scripture that helps us to understand four things we can do to get ready for God's blessings. Four things we can do, and they're right in the Word of God. It's no new word, because God is not giving us a new word. He has said everything He's going to say. However, He has not revealed everything about what He has said to us. So I want you to look with me, if you will, to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Most of you Bible readers are familiar with this verse of Scripture, but I want us to look at it together, and when you have it, say amen. All right, I want you to begin reading now. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Four things we can do to get ready for God's blessings. Now, I need you to know, historically, Solomon has dedicated the temple to God. There's been a great celebration by Israel. In the sixth chapter, he's just prayed over a 1,000-word prayer. The glory of God has come into the place. They have seen God's presence through his glory. And yet, when Solomon goes to bed, God speaks to him, and he reminds Solomon that he has heard what Solomon has said in his prayer. He begins to utter those things in verse 13. But when he gets to verse 14, he wants Solomon to know, now that I've heard what you've said, I need you to hear what I'm saying. And he says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. How many of you will agree that our land is sick today? there are so many diseases in our land, so many perversions in our land, so many wicked things and wicked people in our land. People have such a disrespect for life. They take life as if they could give life at any moment. They disrespect mankind, and more than that, they disrespect the God who created this world and made them. Our world is sick. But more especially, the people in our world are even sicker. It's because the people are sick that the world is sick. We're talking about global warming now and how global warming can destroy the earth because of man's neglect and misuse of the earth, and because so much of what we have done has been disrespecting the gift that God has given us and to operate according to his word. And so we are discovering that God needs to heal us before he can heal this world.
Amen, amen.
He's talking to his people. He's talking to the people of God, not the world.
Amen.
You'll be surprised how many of the people of God are participating in the things of the world.
Amen.
We walk like them, we talk like them, we look like them, we dress like them, we act, we go, we there is no difference. You know, you used to see a Christian and see a worldly person and look at them and see the difference. Now you can't tell who's saved and who's not saved. You can't tell now today. Sometime, you know, I was really looking at how perverted our television, the airwaves, have become. Promoting homosexuality, promoting, I mean, look, we've got a president who cussed like a sailor, disrespecting the highest office in the land. And look, do you realize he tweeted the other day, he's done more for Christmas than Christ? Now that's a bold demon talking like that. You've done more for Christmas than Christ? All he do was be born. That's what he did. But he saved Christmas. He saved Christmas. Look. The Bible says, what does it profit a man? He's talking about money. If you shall gain the whole world and lose your own soul, or what shall you give in exchange for your soul? Our president claims, and he's got some folk with him that are supposed to be Christian folk. I mean, do you not know how they are destroying the witness of Christ? How they're destroying the image and the work of Christ by siding with this man who has told us that, in essence, he's the best thing that this world has ever known. History is going to prove that he was the best president ever. Well, you know, he's got problems, but here's what's bad about that. I don't blame the president. I blame the people who put the president in office. the president reflects the moral fiber of our country today. He has made it clear he don't respect nobody, including God. The stuff that he did in the first 3 months was enough to impeach him on. And it's taken 3 years to get to that point because America has become so dim in their light and their witness is so weak for God that they are allowing and permitted so that the light does not shine back on them for their sins and their weaknesses. If they got somebody low down like them, then they feel like they are in the same company. Somebody say, all that's necessary for evil to progress is that good men do nothing. That's why we've got to recognize God, way back from Solomon's day until this day, has not changed his word. If that's possibility, my people, that's personal, shall call by my name, which are called by my name, that's paternal, shall humble themselves, that's preparation, and pray, that's power, and seek my face, that's a privilege, and turn from their wicked ways, that's progress. Then will I hear from heaven, that's procedure, and will forgive their sin, that's pardon, and will heal their land, that's prosperity. Some 20-some years ago, God broke those 40 words down for me to help us understand. God gave me that word to minister everywhere he would take me to. And I ministered that word to people to understand he's talking about his own. Now, let me just jump right quick to the four things that we are accountable for, that we are responsible for, that I want you to listen with your inner ear to hear what God is holding you responsible. If you're his people called by his name, listen. The first thing he wants you to do is humble yourself. That means submission. Submission. Why is it that we can submit to everybody and everything but God? Why is it that we can submit to the rules and the authorities of man, but yet the higher rule of God we do not submit to? How is it that the boss can tell you be at the job for 3:30 in the morning and don't be a minute late and you'll be early? But yet when it comes to worshiping, serving the Lord with gladness, we come here all booted up and act like we're doing God a privilege and favor and that God ought to be glad we got up this morning, didn't feel like getting up, put on my fresh white starch shirt to come up in the house there, you know, taking time out of my busy day. I could have been resting. This is the only day I got to rest. Instead of making a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Now again, he's talking about his people. He's talking about he's not talking about the world. If the people of God do not worship God, praise God, lift him up, be a witness for him, who will be? If we don't submit ourselves to the authority of his word, who will do it? But yet, it is us who know how to go to him when we need him. He says, humble yourself humble yourselves. Listen, it would be a whole lot better and easier if you bowed yourself rather than God bow you. See, because a whole lot of folk don't understand, you're going to bow one way or the other. It's best to bow voluntarily. It's best to bow with a grateful heart, with an humble heart, with a true heart. It's best to bow and ask God for those things that he desires in your life rather than God place upon you a mandate that will make you bow even when you don't want to. Because I've got news. If you don't bow to him, you are going to bow to somebody. And that won't be nice either. So the Bible says, humble yourself. 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 The high and pridefulness of self is destructive. You've got to learn that there is a greater authority than you. And if you are a child of God, called by his name, then that is your highest authority. My question to you is, if you do not humble yourself before him, who is greater than him? Who's greater than he is? No one is. And God will show you, if you won't bow, he can break you. And I know if you've been living long enough and you ain't always been saved all your life, and if not you, you know some people that God has had to break because they wouldn't bow. God, listen, God is the only one who's worthy of all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And so when we worship him, we don't worship him as if he is our equal. You don't come into his house playing. This is a sacred place. This is a holy place. And God's going to hold us responsible. Secondly, he says, and pray. That's subjection to the will of God. Remember, Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he began to pray. His prayer was a prayer of subjection to the will of God. Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. It was a prayer of subjection. We've got to learn how to bend our will towards God's will and stop trying to bend God's will to our will. God is not going to be subject to us. We have got to be subject to God. The sooner we learn, thy will be done. The sooner we learn, your will, Lord. The sooner we learn that you know best, God, the sooner we will begin to line up with the blessings that God has for our life. Do you know why? Do you know why God can't promote you? Because you don't know how to subject yourself to his will. God knows if he promotes you now, you'll be more bigoted than you are right now. God knows if he promotes you now, it'll be more about your will than his will. God knows if he promotes you right now without you being humbled and at a place where you seek to do his will, knowing that he pulled you into a place so that he could receive the glory and you the good. And in that place and in that position, you will honor him. You will lift him up. You will glorify him. You will be a light and a witness for him. You will make him glad that he placed you in a place where men in the dark world could see a light that shineth in you. You're not where you are for you. You're where you are for him. Because he is the one who opened the door, made the way. Bible says promotion comes from the Lord. God blesses you, open doors for you, make ways for you. For his own glory. Not because you all are that. God will take a nobody and bypass a multi-degree person, and they ain't even got but a GED, and make them to be your boss. If you don't believe me, keep on living. You'll see it. God is faithful. God will take a janitor and make him CEO. God is that awesome. But that's because you've learned to humble yourself and pray. Subject yourself to the will of God. You're subject to whatever he wants you to do, whatever he wants you to be. God needs a mouthpiece. If you're willing to open your mouth up, you're in that right place, not for the pay, but to be able to be the witness God wants you to be. God blesses many of us, and we won't open our mouths up for God, but we'll talk about every damnable thing we can talk about on TV. We can talk about the filthiest records out there on the airwaves. Listen, God wants people who will represent him everywhere, who will be subject to his will. Third thing is seek his face. Word literally means to search for him until you find him. Not just look, oh well. Well, God, I looked for you, but I didn't see you. It literally means turn everything over. Seek every nook and cranny. In other words, it means with a pure heart, amen, seek God. God wants to be sought after. David was not a perfect man. David had blood problems. He killed innocent people. David had women problems. David had all family problems with his son and his daughter. Son raped his daughter. All kinds of, look, David wasn't perfect, nor did David have a perfect life. But what made David so important to God that he would send his only begotten son through the lineage of David and establish his throne forever is because David had a heart that sought after God. See, God knows we aren't perfect in our own selves and strength. Now, I know there are some of us who act like we are perfect, but I'm so glad God knows the difference. He knows what you do behind closed doors where we can't see, but he knows your filthy mouth, your filthy mind, your filthy text, your filthy talk. He know a whole lot about you, but you come here on Sunday and you so holy and so, and look down on folk who don't look like you. But God wants you to know he knows you better than you know yourself, and he wants us to search him. And let me tell you something. You won't search him if you don't want him to come in and search you. Somebody missed that. Seek my face. Listen, sin cannot stand before the face of God. So you're not going to seek God if you know you're hooking and cooking. You're not going to seek God if you know what you're doing at nighttime when the lights go out. You're not going to seek God when you get an opportunity to do what's on your mind and in your heart to do, because God sees all of that, and it becomes evident before your face when you come before a holy God. So that means if you're not seeking him, you don't really want to get too close to God. You come to church and do, but that's because you got to, because you got a little upbringing in you. You know, you were raised right, you know. You ain't ready to submit yet, you know. You're here, but you ain't really here, you know. But God wants you to seek. So many of us are sitting in the church today and are far from God. With empty smiles. Oh, praise the Lord. Crying underneath the skin. Heartbroken. Lives are ripped apart. Hurting with a hurt that only God could heal. And yet we won't seek him. Because we don't want to let go the thing that separates us from God. Listen, you're going to have to make a choice. You're going to have to decide sooner or later, do I want this thing I got or do I want God? You know, some of you got that issue with you. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. But you're loving the wrong person. That ought to be to God, you're saying that song. But the flesh is greater than your spirit. You're seeking fame. You're seeking fortune. You're seeking all of the earthly and worldly things to validate yourself, when God is the one who validates you. I am what I am by the grace of God. Paul said, if you won't see sinners, I ain't trying to sit there and act all holier than thou. If you won't see sinners, I'm the chief sinner. Chief sinner Paul, right here. But it's because of what God had done in his life that he renounced the sin and he embraced the Savior. What God has to offer is greater than this world could ever offer you.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.